song right there. If you don't know you've been born again, I pray that the Holy Spirit open your eyes to the gospel. Amen. The truth of God. Boy, it's good to be in the house of God.
Amen.
I felt that when he was teaching this morning, it feels like I could preach about 2 acres. Amen. That's right. So he got in my heart, buddy. That First Peter is some of the greatest doctrinal truths. If you look in 1 Peter chapter 1, that first chapter is probably as solid on doctrinal truth as the book of Romans is. Romans' whole book. I mean, thank God for the first 11 chapters dealt with doctrine. Chapter 12 goes to practical living. But Romans really was, that thing was nailed down where that truth was preached by Paul to the saints at Rome and what they had. Thank God he went through all them things, the law and, amen, the guilt of man. Then thank God he come in there in chapter number 4, I talked about the faith of Abraham. Chapter 5, the justification chapter. Chapter 6 dealt with reckon yourselves dead indeed unto sin. Chapter 7, Paul's struggle with the flesh. Chapter 8, the great chapter 8, thank God, dealt with spirit life. Amen, praise God. Chapter 9, 10, 11, thank God, deals with God's foreknowledge and foreordination and God conforming us in his predestination work to the image of his son. Amen, thank God. Chapter number 10 is a great chapter. Dealt with faith by hearing the word of God. Amen. How shall they hear without the preacher? But I'll tell you this, brethren. Listen this morning. Thank God. We've all got a story to tell if you've been saved. It don't matter. Praise God. Whoever it is got something to say. I want to look in Ecclesiastes this morning. Chapter number 3 and talk about a few things here in Ecclesiastes. Dealt with this good chapter of the wise man Solomon. Remember, God asked Solomon. What would he want him to give him? He asked for wisdom. Amen. Wisdom is knowing how to apply knowledge. Wisdom is knowing how to take something and use it in the right way. Amen. Solomon prayed for wisdom. That's what he said, get it. Get all the wisdom you can. Amen. I'll say this. He had a lot of wisdom by what he experienced. And I just want to read this. I think it needs reminding their own minds. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, very familiar passages. The Bible said, notice this, to everything that he's looking at life. Amen. He said, much studies weariness to the flesh. He studied the word. He studied, thank God, life. He studied what went on under the sun. He's taking a look at everything. And he's thank God studied this thing out. Then in chapter 3, he said, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Everything's got a purpose. You got to realize this. If you don't get nothing I say this morning, get this. Everything God does has got a purpose behind it. Amen. You might not understand the purpose, but God's got a purpose behind it. According to his purpose, everything I and you go through is for a purpose. Thank God, everything, a season, amen, is a season of purpose. It's a time of purpose. Notice what he said here, a time to be born. We know that, and a time to die. He didn't say a time to live. He said there's a time to be born, there's a time to die. Some children was born. My friend, thank God, they didn't have no time to live, but they were born. Amen. I'll say this and go on. Every child that's ever conceived in a womb is a person. Amen. And they will be in God's presence. Amen. That's right, buddy. You can't convince me no otherwise. Amen. They became life right then at conception. Amen. I don't care what the Democrats or the Republicans or anybody else says. It's what God says. Amen. Thank God, in sin, David said that my mother conceived me at conception. Amen. There was substance. Amen. He knew. Amen. I read the Psalm 139. He talked about that. Thank God, fearfully and wonderfully made. It's God, friend. And there was a time to be born. You mentioned your birthday. Amen. There is a birth date on a tombstone. And there, when a man dies, there's a day of death in between that. So, long line. And that's the life you live on earth. I think about this. I've got one shot at it, if you want to use that word. I've got one life to live. Amen. I've done spent 60. I'm going to be 61 this month. And I'm telling you what, it's flew by. It's like a hand breath. It's like, amen, it's like a vapor. It's a mist over the stove. Here it is and gone. That's how fast it is. Trevor, you don't understand that, but I tell you, the older you get, the more you see. As you look back, amen, and there is a time to be born. There's a time to die. Solomon said that. Amen, the wise man. Then he said this, there's a time to plant and a time to pluck up which is planted. Amen, a time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. Everything deals with the time of it. Amen, there's a time for it. There's a season of it. And there's a time in your life that these things, thank God, will take place. Amen. Everybody don't live on the mountain all the time. Everybody don't live in the glory all the time. Everybody don't live on, thank God, easy street all the time. Amen. Thank God, everybody goes through the same thing. Some people have more difficult battles than others, but everybody goes through it. Amen. There's always somebody got it harder than you do. Amen. Harder than my friend. I tell you, I've been blessed by God, but I'm telling you, there's been some times in my life, friend, that was very low times. Amen. Job knew about it. I've been reading the book of Job, and Job knew about it. Amen. He didn't curse God. He didn't blame God. He told his wife, he said, how can I take good from God, not evil? How can I not take what God's done for me and then go through what I got to go through? The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so it is true. We're going to have them times. Amen. He did curse the day that he was born. Amen. He said, I've been better if I hadn't saw the light. Amen. But I'll tell you this, he was in a depressed, a distressed state. Amen. Then his friends come and they had some words. Thank God, but God did bless him double at the end of his life. And I'm telling you this, there is a time, amen, for everything. There's a time to be saved. And that's the only time you will get saved. Somebody called me the other day, was talking, and they said, don't you think that's a little strong to say a man ain't God can't get saved when he wants to? I said, he can't. He ain't saving himself. He's saved when God saves him. He's saved when God calls him. He's saved when God draws him. There is a time, a period of time, that God deals with a man. I'm not God. I don't have that ability. Hey, God, I don't know. Hey, God, if he deals with you this morning, he can deal with you again. He's not obligated. He'll do as he pleases. It seems good in his sight. And he will deal with sinners according to his purpose. Amen. There is a time. Hey, God, the prodigal didn't come back home the next day. But he did come back home. Amen. I believe the father went out that day believing he is coming. But there is a time. There's a course. There's a purpose. Under the sun, God says, amen, the day is the day of salvation. You don't have another day. If you ever been dealt with by God, you can be saved. Hey, my friend, I don't know what feeling you're looking for, but you're not saved by feeling. You're saved by the gospel, amen, of Jesus Christ. And when the Holy Ghost reveals truth to your heart, amen, that's when you act upon it. Amen, you don't know what to do but cry out to him. That's the only thing a sinner can do, is cry out to him. It ain't the words you say, it's the heart that's been broke. It's the way God works. It's the Holy Ghost, amen, come to you and reveal Christ and show you who you are and who he is. Amen, that's what you got to know, amen, who you are. He'll let you know who he is if you ever see who you are first, amen. Thank God, you're going to have to come like that. Amen, notice this, there's a time. Verse number 4, a time to weep and a time to laugh, time to mourn, a time to dance, time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones. Amen. Together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Amen. Time to get, time to lose. Time to keep and time to cast away. Time to rend, time to sow. Amen. Time to keep silent. Amen. We need to learn that. And a time to speak. Amen. That's right, isn't it? Praise God. Amen. He said that's what it is. And then he said this, a time of love and a time of hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Notice what he said. What profit hath he that worketh in the wherein that wherein he laboreth? I've seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Everything's made beautiful in his time. He's making me beautiful, if you can believe it or not. No good in them, but for man to rejoice and to do good in his life. He even said the fruit of his labor. Amen. He said, ain't nothing wrong with a man going to work and eating, drinking. Amen. Enjoying his labor. Amen. To enjoy life. And Solomon said, I still found that to be vanity. Amen. He said, it's vanity. Listen, I want to tell you this. Ain't nothing can fulfill your heart and life but Jesus Christ. Amen. It would not be one thing. I mean, buddy, I tell you, Solomon, he had everything a man could ask for. He didn't keep one thing from what he seen, what he desired, and what he wanted. He took it to himself. Hey, I've got a friend, we try that. We ain't got the means he had, but we look at things we can see and things we can watch and things we can hear, and we think there is momentarily. Amen. Thanks. In fact, a lot of good memories are made in moments. Amen. Thank God for it. And I bless the Lord for it. But Solomon come to the conclusion of the whole man. I've seen it all. There's a time, there's a season, everything. God, in my life, in your life, there's a season for it. And brother, I'm telling you this. God, help us to accept the fact that God does have times for us. Amen. That's right. I don't want to get old. I'll be honest with you. Amen. I don't want to, but it ain't no option. Amen. It's a happening. Thank God I'm not as quick as I used to be. I don't talk as fast as you used to. I don't preach as hard as I used to. As far as bodily, amen. I look back and I thought, thank God I got some stir in me. But I look back and I say, boy, I need some fire. Amen. But listen, friend, that's just the process of life. It is. Yeah. Oh, Luke, is your 13th son, give it all to God.
That's right.
Amen. Son, give it all to him. Is there coming a day, amen, you might not be able to. Amen. You'll look back one day and say, thank be unto God. I've done it for Jesus. Amen. There was a time in my life. There was a season in my life. Hey, God, amen, the Bible said there's a time to be born and a time to die. Now, I'm going to tell you what. You don't choose either one of them.
Amen. You know what? We, brethren, listen. Thank God I look at my life, and I can only preach my life. But I see my life. I see seasons in my life. I see it's just like four seasons in the... Amen. Thank God, winter. Amen. And spring and summer and fall. There are seasons. And there are different seasons. There are different times in the Christian life. Amen. We're, listen. Thank God, go through them in our life. Thank God, I'll prove it to you the next morning. Amen. Remember your children. Thank God, when they were 7 and 8 and 9. Amen. 2, 3, 4. Amen. That was a blessing. Thank God. Amen. I'm telling you, friend. Thank God. But when they got to be 13 and 14 and 15, and that was a different season. Amen. Right, that's right, son. Amen. They become teenagers. That's what we call them. That's what we were. Hey, I'll tell y'all, teenagers, something. Your mom and daddy was one of them at one time. Amen. They think we don't know nothing. Amen. That's right. We done been down the road. We done been at that time. I ain't gonna be a teenager no more unless I do it in my mind. And a lot of times I am. Not in my body and not in my physical being. But I'm telling you this, thank God. Amen, brother. And I'm telling you, thank God, when that body starts a changing and mankind starts a changing, amen, thank God, they're a whole lot different than the creature. Amen. Yes, amen. Thank God they get to be about 13. Amen. They start making them eyes. Amen. That's right. Praise God. They look at that girl. Amen. They say she's a pretty little girl. They don't want to dare tell their friend. Amen. They'll think he's weak. Amen. That's process of time. Amen. That's the season. Amen. That's right. Amen. There's always seasons in life. There's seasons as young men. Thank God where you grow. Amen. And I'm going to say, how they learn, preacher, experience. And I'm going to tell you another way you can learn. Listen to who's been through what you're going through. Amen. Listen, friend. I'm telling you, I'll be honest with you. Thank God I did listen some. Amen. I did take in some things, especially in my season of salvation time when God saved me and put me in the family of God. I did listen. Amen. Brother Mimmy walked through that door in 1993. Amen. And when he come through, I shook his hand and I felt the Holy Ghost and I said, I ain't met nobody like that. But I'm telling you, I listened to that man. I listened. I got counsel from him and it helped me. Thank God I did not. Amen. Turn away the counsel of a wise man and the multitude of counselors. There is safety. Amen. There is safety. But if you bow your neck and harden your heart and say, ain't gonna listen, nobody, you'll have a hard road in this life. Amen. That's right. No, I'll tell you, there ain't nobody in this church knows it all. Amen. You might think you do. Amen. But you don't. Praise God. I've learned from anybody. Amen. Thank God. Jesus said, except you humble yourself, become as a child, you will know I was entering the kingdom of heaven. And your humility is the way you get with God. He gives grace to them. He resists the proud. Amen. Friend, I'm telling you this. Amen. Thank God I like it. Don't you? There's a season in your life. And God's got to do something in that season. There's a purpose for that season. There's a purpose for the season of suffering. Now I'm going to tell you this. Whether you believe it or not, sufferings are a part of the predestination work of God. That means that predestination, God's predetermined to conform me as his believer and son to the image of his son Jesus. And he's saying this. He's saying what you have to go through is doing that. Amen. Listen, friend. If you go into a potter's house or go to a pottery place, amen, every pot, thank God, had to go individually through the fire. Amen. Don't you know the potter? I mean, with the way he worked with the clay. Amen. Sometimes it took him a little more with others than it did with some. Amen. That's right. That's just on the wheel. The water's put on these poor men. Thank God, the way he wants it. He's got in mind how he wants it. Amen. Listen, friend, the potter. Ain't God has power of the clay. He can put a thumb on you. Amen. He can hold you back. Ain't God. He can put you to the side a little while and bring you back to where he wants you. He ain't a God that gives up on his people. Amen. You give up on God, but he don't give up on you. Glory to God. Amen. 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 God, if he hadn't gave up on me, I'd done been. in the dune. I'm telling you, brother, I told me to decide. I know me and I know who I am. But I know God, thank God. Don't give up. He does as he pleases. Thank God he purchased you. Thank God to make you what he wants you. Amen. Don't you dare want nobody to be like you. Amen. You say, why you say that, preacher? Because God wants you to be like Christ.
That's right.
And you're far away from it.
Yes,
amen. Right. That's why he's working on you. Amen. There's a purpose and a season. Amen. Listen, friend. We're so judgmental. I mean, we're built to criticize and opinionize and judge people. Amen. I remember, thank God, when I got saved, I didn't know nothing about Christian living. I didn't have an idea. Amen. But I heard preachers preach and I tried to listen to them. Amen. There's a season of my life, I think. Amen. After I got saved, where he started purging me. When he saved me, there's things that happened within me automatically. Amen. That I love God, love the Bible, want to be around where it's at. But he started cutting my limbs. He started purging me. Amen. He was saying, I need you to do this. I want you to do this. Amen. I'd hear the message, thank God. And he said, I will purge you from these things. Because them things don't make you like Christ. Amen. And that's why you have to listen. It's suffering to the flesh to be purged by the Master. Amen. Somebody said, I don't think nothing's wrong with that. Well, it's according to what that is, I reckon. I ain't about to get in a name-calling contest this morning what that is. But I will tell you this, there's things in your personal life and my personal life. Amen. If we're going to go any further than God, he's going to have to do some purging in us. In fact, he said he purges, prunes, amen, that limb off that tree. Amen. Thank God he purges it. That means he cuts the dead off of it. He gets it right. Amen. And then he's doing that for the fruit. Amen. The limb to bring forth more fruit.
Yes,
if he don't purge you, you ain't going to bring more fruit. That's why some people sat in the Baptist church, amen, for 30 years and they know never no difference. Amen. They just sat here. They never put no progress in. Amen. But listen, friend, if you're going to do anything for God, you got to be willing to let it purge you. Amen.
Amen.
And I say his purging is personal to the person he's purging.
Yeah.
Amen. You look at somebody, I guess I can use this. I'll use this morning. I mean, it's just something come to my mind. It's just like chewing tobacco. I'll use that. Smoking. You don't preach about that because I think there's things that's worse than that. Amen. If you smoke and chew, then you're hurting your health. I mean, just like me eating barbecue. So I don't look at it like it don't matter whether you do or not. It's still the same. That's exactly right. I ain't advocating tobacco, but I'm telling you this, it ain't no more sin of ain't got to put a chew of tobacco in your mouth as it is somebody with high blood pressure to put barbecue in your mouth.
Yeah, there you go.
Amen.
Amen.
That's exactly right. I know the independent fundamental Baptists don't believe that, but it don't matter to me.
Yes.
Amen. But I'm going to tell you what, friend. God Amen. Looks at things different. Amen. I tell you what, that woman come around and said, you want decaf? I said, no, ma'am. I wouldn't even drink coffee and have to drink decaf. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I want to feel this. Amen. I need to ease my nerves a little bit. Amen. If that hurt me, probably is. I thought this morning, I mean, I got on the scales. Amen. 198. Amen. Got 2 pounds under. I knew when I got fully dressed, it'd be about 203. Amen. And I thought then, I said to myself, when I looked at myself in the mirror, I said, boys, you're killing yourself. Amen. I remember my grandparents, buddy, I'd say something then that's going on with them. They'd eat that fat back meat, and I love fat back meat. Son, I love streaking meat, fat back meat. Thank God, bacon, amen.
Amen.
Sausage, amen. Country ham, amen. I like it all, praise God. And not one of it's good for me, amen. And somebody said, are you going to eat it? I said, well, I'm doing it right now. And I tell you, it probably ain't helping me. And my grandparents would say, I'd say to them, I'd say, y'all eat that milk gravy. I love that milk gravy too, praise God. Amen. I'd get them, to, thank God, that bread crumbled up and just put that milk gravy over the top of it. Amen, buddy. And that means just eat plate after plate. Amen. Thank God, when I was young, Nanny would pour me a little cup of coffee and put too much milk in it and sugar in it. Amen. And I got Papa's, thank God, way now. I just drank her black. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't want to mess it up.
That's right.
But I'm telling you one thing. I looked at this thing, and there's a season of life, and I'm in a season now that I've got to be more careful than what I used to be. But the fact of it is, I really don't believe that. If I did, I'd change my habits. But this awful change some habits. But I'm telling you this, friend, are you listening? Hey, God, there's a lot of things that you're going to have to give up. Amen. Praise God, because there's things better He's got. And I ain't talking about fat back meat. I'm talking about, thank God, things that hinder your life. Amen. From going on with God. Amen. I'm going to tell you some of it. Listen to me. I'm about through. I'm just preaching what comes to me. And I'm telling you what the problem is in a lot. Listen to me. There's nothing impossible with God in your life.
Nothing.
And I'm going to tell you, listen to me this morning. The reason people don't believe that is because of how they think.
Yes, sir. That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's where it all starts.
That's where it's at. It's your mind.
Yes.
Yes.
Listen to me. I understand people feel bad. I understand that. I feel bad sometimes. But if every day you get up, woe is me. That's how your life's going to be. That's the mindset you got.
That's the true
mindset you got. You remember what Brother Paul says? He's coming to church. I preached back in the meeting night, early 90s. Brother Paul says, he pastors Westside Baptist Church in Mayodan. Every time I said, how you doing, Brother Paul? He said, the best you ever seen. God's good. That's why it's the best you ever seen. Amen. So here's the thing. I know people think I'm crazy, but it's the truth. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Think different from what the world does. God, amen. God ain't dead. Amen. God's the same God. Amen, friend. I'm telling you, the old timers knew they had to go on. Amen. They didn't have time to do anything else. Amen. We're sitting and letting the devil and the world and the flesh beat us to death. Amen. And we don't have the season, my friend, God prospering in the good things of God because we let our body talk it out of us. Amen. Son, you've got to tell yourself some things. When that horn goes off at 5 o'clock in the morning, some of y'all get up before then. Some of y'all get up early. You have to go to work. You have to hit that snooze 3 or 4 times.
Please.
One more. Amen. Let me tell you, I'm about to tame it up on you now. Tame it up on you.
Hey, they tell the truth.
Amen. But you know what you got
to
say?
Like to
I don't need it, brother. I don't like to get up. There's a lot more. I don't like to get up.
Yeah.
That horn goes on at 5:55, but you got to get up at 6 o'clock and get ready to go to school.
Yeah.
I'm sitting laying in the bed, son. God said, get up.
Yeah.
I don't want to get up. You got to talk to yourself.
That's right.
You ever talk to yourself? I'm talking to myself. I know people think I'm crazy. I say, in the house, you got to get up. I mean, you got to get up out of the bed. You got to get your hair up. And you got to talk to yourself. I mean, it's time to pray. But I don't feel like praying. You got to do it. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. That's part of life. Amen. Yeah, man, the Christian life it is. See, there's times that God teaches you to listen, friend. God teaches you in these times. Amen. If you learn it now, you won't have to learn it later. If you learn it now, you won't have to learn it later.
But you will learn.
That's right. See, you're a pretty quiet fella. That's a good thing. You did it. That's really a good thing. I mean, really, that's not something you've got to really learn a lot about. You learn some things about when to speak, when not to speak, as you said. See, I have a problem with my mouth. So I've got to learn. Amen. And see, there's a time to speak and there's a time not to speak. Everything has a balance. Amen. I say things sometimes. I get in the car and I say, you big dummy. What you say that for? It's a time to speak. Keep quiet. It's nothing you got to say. I know what to do. Leave it to me. It's not you. There's a time to speak. There's a time not to speak. And God Solomon said this. There's a time to embrace. There's a time not to embrace. And I know when them times are. When it's not going so good and there's some tension. It's better not to embrace it. It's better to let time take care of it. See, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A good word spoken in due season, how good it is. A good word spoken. A good word spoken in due season, how good it is. Sometimes it's better not to speak. You know what we'll do? You ever notice this? When we say something we shouldn't say and we dig a hole, we try to get out of the hole and dig it deeper.
Yes, sir.
See, Solomon said there's a time not to speak. Everything builds a season of life. You're in a season of your Christian life. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what, God's taking you up to some places. He took Peter, James, and John to the Mount of Transfiguration. Peter, thank God, was up there. And he said, it's good for us to be here. And it's good for us to be here. But there are times that you're going to have to go higher with it. Now you go higher by your faith, by believing. I'm a preacher. But I would never want anybody to be hindered by my unbelief. Never. I would never want these kids and these young people and don't throw in the towel. Amen. All these youngins in the church. It's a blessing from God. I would never want a church where the power wasn't in enough, thank God, to save your children because a bunch of unbelievers, a bunch of dead saints, or a bunch of people that ain't got, thank God, no crying after God. Amen. Thank God, brother, I'm telling you this. Amen. I will tell you, you got to be saved.
That's right.
Amen.
You don't get saved, you'll die and perish.
Yes.
Might be your time. Amen. You know what the old people said? Somebody died, it was just their time. You know, my grandpa used to upset me a lot. I loved him so much, and I didn't really want him to die, to be honest with you. And I loved Papa so much, and I was such a worrier as a kid, and was raised in a good home. Parents was good, took care of me, but that's just my nature. And I remember telling him this every night that I'd go over there. I'd go over to my grandparents' house and I'd say, we'll see you tomorrow, Papa. And he says, Lord willing, the creek don't rise.
Yeah.
I said, I'll see you tomorrow, Papa. He said, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I'd stand there at the back door and I'd say, I'll see you tomorrow, Papa. And when he said, okay, son, I was ready to go. I just wanted assurance that I'd see him tomorrow. That's all I was waiting on. I was just waiting on him to say them verses, them words. Okay. As soon as he said it, I was at peace, Miss Jennifer, and I was ready to go home. Not knowing as a child, he couldn't assure me he'd see me tomorrow. But it assured my heart and gave me peace. And when he said, okay, son. That's right. And I found out one day, I'm telling you, you don't know how scared I was. My great-grandma died when I was 7 years old, 1967. Grandma Murphy. And when I went to the funeral home, everybody was up. You know how everybody's up front? Everybody's just a-crying. I mean, they don't cry much no more. But everybody was around her coffin. I mean, she had a bunch of children. And they was all around her coffin. I've never had been around nothing like that. I could not understand why everybody was just crying and mourning like that. And Mama brought me in the back of Somerset Funeral Home. And I looked up there and saw all them people over her dead body and crying and weeping. And I started crying. I said, Mama, I don't want to go. I don't want to go look at her. They put a flower on her door. In a child's mind at 7 years old, flower on the door, funeral home signs out front. The smell of wreaths around the tomb, I mean a grave. I could not shake it. There's a time to die. Listen to me. I associated with a wreath on a door and a lot of people in the yard. Or a lot of cars in the driveway. I associated that in my mind with death. I was in the first grade at Granite Quarry School. And I'll never forget, Brother Robert, this is the God's truth. The Lord knows I'm telling the truth. Every day that bus turned on Union Heights Boulevard, I was scared to death that when they got by, they got to go by my grandma's house to get to Mom and Daddy's, where I live. I was scared to death there'd be a wreath on the door and cars in the yard. I lived like that for years. I mean, just worried to death if they was going to die. Worried to death that something was going to happen to one of my grandparents who I was tied to and very close to. Amen. Listen, friend. It is a time to die. Amen. There is a time to die. That's right. I tell you, you don't know the day of death. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, I think about it more than I ever have. But Paul said to die is gain, but it ain't for people here. It is for the one that leaves. And it's just a fact and truth, friend, of the hardest thing that somebody can go through. I personally think if somebody close to them die. Terrible. I don't know if you got that note. Somebody said, I think Brother Hewitt had it on his page there, and he said, pray for this family. There's a man there, and there's his wife and 8 children around him. I don't know if you see that. I think they might have been in Indonesia or somewhere. And he said on that paper, that page there, he said, pray for this family. Husband got shot in the head today and got killed. And I'm trying to think in my mind, here's a woman that was on the field serving her brother husband. And got 8, all of them looked about like steps up. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't. It was just 8 children right around her. And I'm in my own mind, I'm thinking, Brother Robert, the feelings that this woman's got to have. Let's just be honest now. We're Christians. We got hope beyond the grave.
Amen.
We got hope beyond the grave. Thank God for them that went on before us. But can you think in the reality of it that this woman's burying her husband and 8 little children's following her to a cemetery and seeing that take place, and what is in their minds? And we live like we ain't never going to die. We live like we ain't going to never die. There's people right now, listen, unless God shakes reality into an individual, they'll never see it.
Right.
Amen. God's got to shake reality into people. And I said to God, son, I'm being honest as I can with you. I feel like, Brother Joe, sometimes I feel like that, listen, tragedy that we face in life and the things we go through, it's the hardest thing you'll ever go through in this world. But I think inside of a man that, and a family, and people that face stuff like that in this life, I think it's for his purpose of doing something with them and for them. I would to God, I really do would to God, I could weep and know the feeling that they're having. I'd like to have a feeling in my spirit without having to go through much suffering. That's just the way I am, being honest with you. And know how to pray for them people. That when a mother and 8 children have to go out to that cemetery and bury a father, that was on a mission. I don't know how to feel. Until you go through something, you don't know what people. We can talk about it all day long. We can miss Melissa. Only a woman that her husband's left and went to be with the Lord, only her knows what you're going through. But I'm going to tell you, there's one that's greater than anybody that lives in this world. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, listen, he went through everything. Thank God that he can aid us. He went through everything that we could be helped. He went through everything, friend. Amen. I tell you, friend, thank God. He said, weep with them that weep, mourn with them that mourn. Amen. Mourning is a part of life. It's a hard time. But, brother, I tell you, thank God, a brighter days are coming. We have hope, thank God, but there is a time of death. Appreciate you hearing me this morning. I just want to talk a little to you about the times and seasons of life. There's people in this church. I think they wonder why sometimes. Maybe they do. And I don't think that's all wrong myself. I think that's just human nature. I can't be God to them. I wish I could, Brother Joe, sometime. I see you struggle and go through it. And you know what? I thought the other day, when I was thinking about you, I thought, I don't know what it'd be without her. I really don't know what it'd be without her. I don't know what it'd be. I look at my little old grandchildren back there, and Kate and my other grandchildren. I'm just sorry, friend. I mean, things go through my mind.
Yeah.
I remember when Levi was growing up, and he was with us all the time. I told the Lord one time, I said, Lord, I shouldn't have said I don't reckon. I said, Lord, if something ever happened to him as a child, you might as well put a grave beside him. Just being honest. But I'll tell you, I don't know what I'm going to go through in this life. There's a time and a season for all things. May God help us to trust Him. That's all we can do is trust Him.
Right.
I know this for a fact. He'll do right. And I'm glad I don't know what's tomorrow, Miss Daniel. I'm glad I don't know what's tomorrow. I know He's the same tomorrow. And I know my hope's in Him, and I know my faith's in Him, and I know I trust Him. And I know, thank God, I can. But it don't make it no easier.
No, it doesn't.
May the Lord add His blessing to the word. Let's stand this morning. Maybe something on your heart this morning you ought to come pray. If there's something on your heart you want to come pray about, maybe somebody's on your heart you want to pray for. There's something on your heart this morning.